7. Great, then she's going to receive diplomats from 6 to 7.
At our house.
And then at 7, she's going to have like personal rent, and they're going to have a buffet supper there.
So, excuse me, you buzz for Alex, but if Joey's not in his office.
I didn't buzz for him, I buzzed for him, I have a follow-up and everything.
Well, I'm sure.
I don't even think.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah. But they're all. This first time also said, if you get any heat from congressmen about providing an airplane, please don't do it. They're raising the question with us of, our requesting of you an airplane to fly the congressional people down to Texas for the burial. It's a little awkward. The whole point of coming up to Washington was so they wouldn't come to Texas, because we've got so many people in Texas coming, and the facilities are such at the ranch that we have no way to handle a congressional delegation. We don't want them to come back. We are giving them a DC-9 so they can fly right to the ranch, land at the ranch on the way down. He's coming up on the Spirit of 76.
Great.
We sent your plane down to get it, because it's the only one that will take the casket properly. And then a DC-9 hospital plane is taking them back down. And we're also sending a Jetstar, because it could get everybody on. BB would have
to go on. BB should go on a Jetstar.
He's going on the Jetstar.
Is he coming up today?
Yeah.
Oh, and they go back?
Well, that was his plan.
Yeah, that's good.
Because he was going to come up and do the, you know, he said it's easier for him to get to come up here and then go down than it is to compress. And Mrs. Johnson was very pleased. I explained why. I had a long talk with her, a very pleasant talk with her yesterday. And told her that you were going to be making the announcement. I told her before it was announced.
Right.
That you were going to be going on television that night. And said that you'll be interested to know that if you're watching it, that the president will have a say about President Johnson. And he said, what the president will be announcing tonight is there's nobody in the world who would have appreciated more or been more pleased by it than your husband. And she said, I know that, and you know how solidly he was behind the president and what he's been doing. She went on and on.
Did you tell her it was sending BB?
And then I said that the president was going to have asked BB Rebosa to be his personal representative at the services at the ranch. And because BB had had the letter recently from President Johnson saying that he had hoped BB would be able to come and see him, the president thought it would be appropriate. She said, that's. You know, she went on from how thoughtful I was and how wonderful we've been on everything. I said, well, if we had any help, we could. She said, you have. Appreciate Blair House and the airplane. She's a tough thing, though, boy. She's. She knows what she's doing. She's. Boy, they've done a superb job of playing this game, by running these short-line state things so they don't get into a question of. Comparisons of numbers or anything like that.
Right.
By winging him up here fast, getting him back down fast, burying him instantly, they're planning pretty well.
Well, not that they could have planned it that way, but in his case, he got the greatest eulogy last night.
That's right.
He could have ever gotten. It was by the Christian membership.
Tom also said, he said, I think you'll be very pleased with the church service tomorrow. We appreciated your advice on the cathedral. He said, I can tell you that it was not necessary. There was no thought to the cathedral. And he said, as you know, the minister at the Christian Church is a very strong backer of yours, as well as the President Johnson. The only thing that could have, that in that kind of a situation, you can by accident fall into something like the National Cathedral just because it, you know, somebody thinks that's the biggest place or something, or starting on last night. They've got some good.
You're doing it now today, too.
Good coverage, yeah. Just got to keep it rolling. And as possible, I'm talking to the writing types that, you know, we were going to count on. He said that they were all ahead of me, every one of them. It was you know, the William S. Whites and the Dick Wilsons,
yeah.
And the. He hit the critics some and hit the positive side also, the need for the bombing, the fact that you know, this was a result of that. Couldn't have happened without it. Press conference on in Paris, but it didn't, something went wrong with their English, so they gave it up, took it off. So it didn't run out of the year.
But his speech is
supposed to be ready then. Yeah, and we got into a thing of whether we could move it, somehow move the budget thing. There's no way. We've already paid a price for moving it. We moved it 2 weeks.
Alright.
Paid a price on the conference. Ron hasn't approached the network yet. He's just going to wait, because you had looked at a draft and we were sure that you wanted to, because we're going to have to negotiate a thing there on the basis of the taking and later release. So.
Time for using the remote.
we've gotten has been just super good. Point of the shortness, the point of the, you know, the direct personal way of putting it instead of, you know, exulting or anything like that. And then Johnson Tribute had, you know, scored some points.
About wired calls or anything?
I'm not sure what the count is. I think from the sampling, which covers a pretty good cross section, both geographically and among a lot of different types of people. It was there's certainly no question that it was right to do it in here.
Oh Lord, I know. I can sense it.
Not to go up on the hill. Did the congressional type show any enthusiasm? Did that?
Good. Yeah, for these are most of our property. So this is, turns out that this group is really supporters of what they're great. It's not necessarily the top of the true Jackson said that's right. They were never got there.
I think it's my those Democrats.
Much better than the one.
Full right saying it.
Yes. A little later, I hope that I congratulate. Yeah, you know, you
don't want the heat being kicked around all the time the way they have been. They knew they were right. They thought the right thing would work out, but you never were sure what happened. And that's where everything went so wrong so often. No question, if we could change the time, we'd be a hell of a lot better off.
We can.
There are a lot of things. Just, you know.
So all the hours of the time, can we go to the, we might give them a nice good weather.
There you go.
Okay, now.
One-shot deal just to
get them in the right channels.
Get them by, get them set in the right channels, get the hell out of them. Now that, the key there is for the guys that Cole and his people that do work with them to take care of their needs so they don't have any reason to get to you. You can't take care of everything. Television, you'd use radio, and it would have the impact that it had in Roosevelt days. And that would give you a chance, but it isn't anywhere near. Roosevelt had radio plus a good good writing for us to back it up. Television is so much stronger that it overrides the rest of it. Jerry Ford's mind, he says it in his good solid square way. He was on the good last night where he just said there's one man, I would say that deserves the credit. He says, this is, now we have an honorable piece, and this is to the credit of one man who stood, the president who stood, did what he knew was right, in spite of all. I mean, he did it for Jerry. It was quite a moving sort of thing. He obviously really felt and was saying it in a way that, and that, I think you're going to find there's a lot of that, of people seeing that now, even the people who weren't very
scholarly, particularly in that time, who wouldn't have had that if it had come before the bombing.
That's right. The bombing ended to that.
The bombing thing, and then the congressional action.
Set up a contrast again, and not, I mean, sure, I know that there, it gives them the chance again to say that this proves that the guy was a boob, and, his ideas were great, which is true. And that's exactly the line they walk, but I agree with you, that's exactly the thing they're trying to play now, but he still was the leader of that.
He's the leader of that kind of assholes we saw out here in this, those are Americans.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a new landmark. That's what he was. But he really was a Democrat, the way it was put out.
It was just terrible. And it's, everybody's kicked him. I mean, it's one where he didn't, I don't think there's been one voice.
What are they kicking about? Just because of bad taste,
bad taste, being a sore loser, and being wrong.
Wrong? I'm curious about that one.
Wrong on the basis of let's see, what was his thesis? Was it was that same old thing again, that, there's something wrong with the country because they elected you instead of him. And hitting that he missed the point, that 61% of the people figured out which man should be president, and that he's obviously in a Goldwater, just smacked him. He said, this country has great sympathy for a loser. And I forget, he died, not identified, but they like a loser. They want to help a loser, the guy when he loses. But they have no sympathy at all for a complaining, a guy that can't lose gracefully.
Right.
Lost by just as much as front of that poor guy.